CRTV News with Ngu Henry. The main points. The first ever Africa-Russia ministerial conference opens in the Russian city of Sochi this Saturday and will focus on education, security, and trade. Ghana's outgoing president Nana Akufo-Addo faces a backlash on social media after he unveiled a statue of himself during a tour of the country's western region. The scribe of the National Footballer Syndicate of Cameroon, SINAFOC, Daniel Blaise Ngos, says the halt of domestic football championship in the country for 27 months or weeks now is against FIFA prescription. Three new corpses have been retrieved from the debris of the Chang landslide that occurred last Tuesday, November the 5th. This brings to seven the number of persons who have died from the natural disaster. In the meantime, rescue efforts are being accelerated to recover the rest of the bodies still trapped under the rubble. Eric Langmia-Wufo with updates.
The intensive rescue operations led to the discovery of six corpses at the incident site. The operations are being supervised by the governor of the West Region, Awafunka Augustine.
For this day, we've recovered six corpses, making a total of 11. And also, the heavy equipment of the Chang Council has been removed from the debris. I think the exercise continues.
Close affinities of the victims have been on standby to recover the corpses.
I lost my mother and my grandmother. And since Tuesday, we have been here. It is only yesterday that I could lay hands on the corpse of my mother. We are awaiting that of my grandmother.
Governor Awafunka Augustine describes the search operation as methodical due to the complex nature of the topography.
So far, so good. We started with heavy equipment, walking, tried to open the roads and to get the trucks that were parked along the road. And it almost provoked a third landslide. And so the teams had to stop and use light equipment. And through that, the heavy equipments have returned. And this time around, they are walking right down in the slopes and the valleys where all of the debris are found. And I think so far, so good. We are more successful.
Most of the corpses are said to be in a state of putrefaction. Some have been handed already to the families after due identification. Eric Langmia-Wufo, CRTV News, Njam.
Delegates have arrived at the Russian city of Sochi for the first ever African-Russia ministerial conference. The meeting will feature African foreign affairs ministers and their Russian counterpart to discuss education, security, and trade. The gathering opens this Saturday to last for 2 days. Details with Charles Ebune.
The first ever Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference of the Russia-Africa Partnership Forum is a construct of the second Russia-Africa Summit held last year in St. Petersburg in Russia, attended amongst other leaders by President Paul Biya. Today, over 30,000 Africans are in Russia, a majority of them being students. The foreign affairs ministers from Africa and their Russian counterparts will discuss issues like education, consular affairs, security, and other cutting-edge topics between both sides on the table. The foreign affairs ministers will also converse on geopolitical matters like food security, mutual joint economic ventures, investments, and peace building, especially in the Sahel and other conflict-ridden portions of the world. Advanced in areas like telecommunications, technology, and artificial intelligence, the Russians will be seeking to strike deals with Africa in areas like commercial transactions to increase the current volume of trade, estimated at roughly $25 billion, as Russia has written off some African debts worth more than $17 billion. The gathering in the Russian futuristic city of Sochi, close to the 2018 World Cup from the 9th to the 10th of this month, will be yet another forum to level up between Russia and Africa for a comprehensive, humane partnership.
Meanwhile, the French ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Thierry Marchand, is expected in Garoua to take part in the celebration of the 30th anniversary of Alliance Française, which promotes knowledge and various artistic works in Cameroon. The week-long celebration will also be marked by a cultural meeting with the Lamido of Ndemsa in Gashiga. Details with Maimouna Njoya.
Inhabitants of Garoua and its environs have had a smooth collaboration with Alliance Française, which is a local association whose foundation is in Paris, France. In 30 years of existence in Garoua, Alliance Française, abbreviated as AFG, has succeeded in promoting the French culture, valorizing the reading culture thanks to a library of over 15,000 books for children and students. But again, Alliance Française has given visibility to local artists. For this 30th anniversary, a series of activities will take place till next Saturday, November 16. Yacinthe Porcher, director of Alliance Française of Garoua, highlights.
To all the people from Garoua or around Garoua, if they have the opportunity to come and visit the Alliance and be part of this celebration, it is free, it is open for everyone.
Another high point of week-long activities around this anniversary will be a cultural connection with the Lamido of Demsa in Gashiga in the presence of the French ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Thierry Marchand. Other local artists like Amina Pullo and Isnebo will also be part of the event. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Njoya for CRTV News.
The Network of Parliamentarians for the Sustainable Management of Forest Ecosystems in Central Africa, better known as REPAR, have called for the decentralization of management systems in mining and timber exploitation to ensure that local populations fully enjoy the benefits they deserve. This was during the restitution of field work carried out by some members of REPAR in three localities of Cameroon, Congo, and Gabon within 10 days to have first-hand knowledge of activities on the field and encourage the protection of the environment as well as the respect of the rights of local populations. The workshop was chaired by the regional coordinator of REPAR, Honorable Jean-Jacques Zam, in the presence of members of the network from the Congo Basin area. Here now is a member of REPAR, Cameroon's Honorable Ngale Daniel Etongo, who says their vision is to ensure that companies respect corporate social responsibility towards local populations.
There is a committee that is put in place that will involve the administration, the local population, non-governmental organization, and so they come to an agreement that the population says they need this, and then the company concerned says, okay, this is what we can afford. And so they strike a balance. Insofar as timber exploitation and corporate social responsibility is concerned, we discover that things are fairly well. In that these exploitation companies, we can rate them to 70%. But when it concerns mining, it is as opaque as the word itself. And this is because of administrative bottlenecks. And so one of the recommendations that we are making, especially when we are talking about decentralization, is that powers should be decentralized to the local level.
CRTV News. Ghana's outgoing president Nana Akufo-Addo is facing a backlash on social media after he unveiled a statue of himself during a tour of the country's western region. The monument is intended to honor the development initiatives that the president has overseen while in office, but many Ghanaians have been mocking its installation outside a hospital in the city of Sekondi, seeing it as self-glorification. In sports, the National Footballer Syndicate of Cameroon, known as SINAFOC, has disclosed that just 15 clubs in the Elite 1 and 2 championships and the Guinness Women's Super League paid their players regularly throughout the last season. The Secretary General of SINAFOC, Daniel Blaise Ngos, in a press conference in Yaoundé, also underlined that the heart of a domestic football championship for 27 weeks now is against FIFA prescription. To end the news once more, the main points. 6 new corpses have been retrieved from the debris of the Chang landslide that occurred last Tuesday. This brings to 11 the number of persons who have died from the natural disaster. The first ever Africa-Russia ministerial conference opens in the Russian city of Sochi this Saturday and will focus on education, security and trade. Ghana's outgoing president Nana Akufo-Addo faces a backlash on social media after he unveiled a statue of himself during a tour of the country's western region. And finally, in sports, the scribe of the National Footballer Syndicate of Cameroon, SINAFOC, Daniel Blaise Ngos, says the heart of domestic football championship in the country for 27 weeks now is against FIFA prescription. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.